Spots of light break through the continents on a blue Earth. As it rotates, the word universal moves in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. Water falls and creates ripples in water, which turn into the words Imagine Entertainment. Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment present Life.
25 to life. The judge gave me 25 to life. 25 to life. The judge gave me 25 to life.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
25 to life.
No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
Men in gray jumpsuits walk single file next to a field dotted with white crosses.
The judge gave me 25 to life. You don't want 25 to life, son.
Wake up, all the builders. Time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. Then do it every time. The world won't get no better if you just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better.
Men are gathered around two open graves.
Yo, I got 25 to life. Yo, I miss my kids and my wife. On a half stack, right?
In accordance with the regulations of the state of Mississippi,
the judge gave me 25 to life.
We gather today to lay to rest the remains of inmates R. Gibson, number 4316, C. Banks, number 4317. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May God have mercy on their souls. Amen.
Amen.
You can go ahead, fellas.
Two men start shoveling dirt into the holes. An old man in a wheelchair takes out a liquor bottle.
Look like you're finally free now, boys.
And pours alcohol into each grave.
Finally free.
Friends of yours, old timer?
Well, let's just say we spend some time together.
Now, why do I get the feeling? And when you say sometime, you mean sometime.
I've been here a good while when they come. You come here, must have been 1932.
Oh, man.
That's like...
That's 65 years, son.
Now, didn't they burn up in that fire yesterday?
Listen, man. I seen them cats before they put them in a box. When I tell you them cats there was bacon burnt... It was like something from the X-Files, man. What you got in that bottle anyway, the old-timer?
This is Rayford. Special recipe. See, he had what we call exacting standards when it comes to the hooch.
So what were they, bootleggers?
Something like that.
Drop me off in Harlem.
Harlem, 1932, Club Spanky.
There's someone.
Hey, my man, how you doing?
Oh, no, not tonight, Ray. Spanky's not happy with you.
Oh, is Spanky here?
Do yourself a favor and find another place where they let you in the front door.
Wait, what about that time I put your girl in my alligator shoes, man, huh?
Oh, what's the problem?
Did I come through for you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just wearing pigskin when I met. I got out the swine, she wearing alligator. Let me in, help me out.
There you go.
That's how it goes, brother. That's how it goes. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Man.
That's Tyler. Looking sharp, man. You're looking sharp.
Yeah, I feel lucky tonight.
Smiles as he sits.
Yeah.
At a table, a waiter hands a couple two glasses of champagne.
Here's to your new job down at the bank.
Thank
you. I always knew you'd make something of yourself.
You know what I'm gonna buy with my first paycheck?
What, baby?
Season tickets to the Yankees, right there on the first baseline. What's wrong, baby?
I was hoping you were gonna say an engagement ring, Claude.
Engagement ring?
That's what respectable folks do.
Yeah.
Get a job, get married, start having babies.
Plus, Bill's his drink.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Baby, I just don't see no reason to rush into things, that's all.
Look, I got to clean this. I'll be right back, baby, all right?
He walks away, brushing off his three-piece suit. In slow motion, Ray tucks a silver flask in his suit pocket as he watches Claude enter the men's room.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. Can I have a towel, please?
Of course.
Two men grab Claude and push him into a stall.
Oh, oh, there ain't no reason to get violent. Look, I'm trying to call you.
Sit down.
Congratulations, Claude. We understand you finally got yourself a job.
Yeah, now you can pay Mr. Riley that $50 you owe.
Look, fellas, I got a bill to pay out there.
Look at here. $22. Not bad.
Not bad. What a start.
That's 2 weeks' pay, man. I'm here with my girl. You gotta leave me something.
How about your legs?
My legs? Mm-hmm. Oh, those are good? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I keep the legs, you know?
As they leave, they bump into Ray.
Excuse me, Jack. How are you getting
here? Evening.
Evening.
Looking in a mirror, Ray straightens his tie. Claude is at another mirror.
Hey, don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Yes, I do. I know you. What is your name?
Claude Banks.
Claude Banks! Claude Banks! Hey, it's me! Ray Gibson! We went to high school together. How you doing, man?
You went to Monroe?
Monroe, yes, definitely. How you doing, man? Look at you looking all sharp. Make me feel good to see colored folks doing good for themselves.
Yeah, well, I went to Jefferson. So you must have a different Claude Banks in mind. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. My mistake.
Claude leaves, and Ray looks at the wallet he just stole from him.
Yeah.
Are you wearing that dress? Hey, Icy, what's going on, man?
Oh, this is about my tab, huh? Don't worry about it, I got it covered. Man, it's hot in here tonight. Hot.
He looks in Claude's empty wallet.
Said about your tab, Ray. You got bigger problems than that, man.
Oh, no, hold up 1 second, man. I had to...
Should have never read numbers on Spanky's side of Broadway. Let's go.
But I really think we got to get out of here.
Excuse me, sir. Your bill.
The bill? Oh, yeah, of course, the bill. How can I forget the bill? Such an incredibly large bill.
A truck stops on a wharf. Two men push Ray and Claude.
Just tell me where you want me to go. Hey, you are too fragile, man.
All right. That's not nice.
Yeah, right.
What do you think they're going to do to us?
I don't know. What, you down in ditch? Over $10? Yeah. Probably slipping at a thumb or something.
Who's he, Ray? Friend of yours?
I never met this man before tonight. Okay, he's a lowlife that hangs around in bathroom pickpocketing people. Me, I'm a professional man. Now, I got a job that starts on Monday. I'll pay you back with my first paycheck, with interest. I don't want to tell you how to run your business here, but if you cut off my fingers, you won't get nothing. You know, working and adding machines, I got to be whole. Ching, ching. You know, you can understand that. I need these for praying.
Drop him.
Wait, what does drop him mean?
Oh, Timmy, drop him. Now, this ain't the way you treat somebody.
Hey, Spanky, you know, you ain't got to do that to that guy. You ain't got to drown him. He's a square. He didn't know who he was fooling with.
Oh, no. Man, it's filthy down there. This Lord Dan is a rat, man. I hate rats.
But you do. What does that say about you, Ray? What does that say about me, Ray?
Spank, look, I'm just trying to get by. Man, you remember what it was like when you first started out, Spank? Come on now.
Please.
Hey, wait, hey, Spank, wait a second. Hold on, wait a second. Look, I want you to see this. Look at this. Check this out. I got access to that.
What is that, Ray? Some more of your bathtub broom?
Hey, I don't know, Spank. Just come up from the Mississippi, man.
I can get a lot more of that. 12 stick about going to business for myself. Under present circumstances, I think I might take on a partner. What you
say? I was supposed to wear this suit all my day.
Claude has dunked head first into the water.
If you give me the front money and the truck. Listen to me now. I think I can get down there in 2-3 days, you know, as long as I ask somebody to help me do the driving.
See, Ray! Come on now!
All right, now, really get naked!
Come on, Spank.
Claude is dunked again.
You got a deal?
All right. Okay.
Pick a man and get out of here.
Well, Spank, with all due respect to you gentlemen, I think I'm going to just take the quiet boy down there, Spank.
You got to be crazy. I'm going to pick somebody. At least I'm going to pick somebody who won't be able to watch my back in a tight squeeze.
Well, I just want to be with somebody that ain't going to put a bullet in my head once the truck is full.
Lift him.
But not that you would do something like having to do something.
Lift him!
You know what I mean, Spank. Okay.
There you go.
Sure he ain't dead, Spank?
Spank taps Claude's chest with his foot and water spews out of his mouth.
Sure hope you can drive.
Later, Claude and Ray are driving down the road.
I'll tell you what, though, this little run we're doing is going to really improve my relationship with Spanky, I'll tell you that. I'm going to have my own place. Don't get me wrong, I like Spanky's, but I'm going to have my own place. Yeah. Get something called my place. Check this out. Ray's Bone Boom Room. Don't that sound like something? Don't that sound like a place where it's fun? Whew, the Boom Boom Room. What you think? Hey, you know, you ain't said nothing since we left. I think the least you can do is give me a little friendly conversation, boy.
I don't want a friendly conversation. I don't want to be your friend. I just want to do this thing and get back to New York in time to start my job.
Hey, what the hell kind of job you got?
Well, if you must know, bank teller at First Federal of Manhattan.
I ain't never heard no man say I'd be no bank teller. That's a damn sure.
This time next year, I'll be a loan officer.
So if I want to get some frogs again to come out of the bank and get a loan, I got to come down and deal with a tight-ass some bitch like you.
That's right.
How I get along?
You?
That's me. What's you? What is that stuff?
Well, I can't get no money. You need collateral.
What do you think, I ain't got collateral?
I have.
Ray pulls out a pocket watch.
Look at this. How about this here? Look at that, huh?
That thing? Who'd you steal it from?
I ain't steal that. My daddy gave me that watch. Look at that.
Yeah, well, who'd he steal it from?
Hey, you watch your mouth what you say about my daddy. My daddy's dead. You say whatever you want to say about me, but you can't drag my daddy into it. This watch is sterling silver. It's top shelf, top of the line, and it's very near and dear to my heart. So no wisecracks about it, or I'll whoop your ass.
Well, it looks like a fake to me. Loan denied.
Hey, you know something, Claude? Forget you.
I don't take my business elsewhere. For future references, you will not be welcome at Ray's Boom Boom Room.
There's no boom boom.
When there is one, when there is a boom boom room, don't come down because you ain't getting in.
They stop at a diner. Everyone looks up and stares at Claude and Ray.
Smell that?
Yeah, I smell something.
Smells good, right?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe we should go to another place, huh? I think I'm saying really very well.
Are you kidding? Tell me you don't want one of these pies right here, right over here.
Pies were good, Carl, but I kind of lost my appetite when I came in here. My appetite just left.
Good afternoon, Billy. We'd like some coffee and a couple of slices of pie.
Hey, how do you know my name is Billy?
Well, it says it right there on your shirt.
If you boys can read so good, how come you missed that sign on the door over there?
The sign reads, no colors allowed.
Oh, that sign on the door that we just... How come we didn't see that sign that say no colors allowed, Claude? We just rushed in. We were really hungry, so we kind of missed that. But look, we see it now, so bye.
Look, man, we've been traveling all day.
Yeah, let's go.
All we want is some coffee and a couple of slices of pie. Is that all right?
No. These are whites only pies.
But do you have any Negro pies?
Hey, Claude, come on now. This woman ain't got the recipe to no Negro pie. Where would she get that recipe? Another establishment, we can get us some pie or something. Come on, how far to the next
35
town?
35 miles.
Yeah, come on, this way.
I'm not driving no 35 miles to get no pie. Lady, ma'am, okay? Now, we want some pie, okay? We are hungry, okay? We want, Billy, we want some pie.
Let me take care of
this. Why somebody got to die because you want some pie?
Let me take care of it. Okay? Look. We from New York. My name is Ray Gibson, okay? Let's talk turkey. How much is it gonna cost to turn one of them white-only pies into nigger pie?
She has a gun.
How about I turn y'all into nigger pie?
So you say about 35.
35 miles.
Okay, maybe find another establishment down the road, you know, where, you know, we won't have a problem. Yeah, I ain't no white folks so serious about pie down here.
It's nighttime when they drive up to a house on a bayou.
That's it, fellas. 36 cases, Mississippi's finest. $5 a case, that's $180.
All right,
Come on, pay the man.
Man, that music's hot. What goes on down there, Slim?
That there's Natchez under the hill.
Really?
Color folks welcome down there? Green's the only color that matters under the hill.
Is that right?
They got gambling, girls. You boys ought to check it out.
Maybe we will. Nice doing business with you, Slim.
All right.
Let's go down there and have ourselves a little reward. See what's shaking.
Reward?
Yeah, it's a reward. It's people down there having a good time, man. I want to be one of them. Hey, man, I want you to be one of them. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Listen.
Monday you can go be a bank teller.
But tonight you are a bootlegger with a truckload of Mississippi's finest and a fistful of cash.
That's gas money, Ray. Come on, think.
Man, you are incredible. Tell you what, here's $2. You stay here and watch the truck. I'm gonna go have myself a good time. And I got the keys with me in case you wanna leave me here down in the woods. I know how you think.
As Ray heads for under the hill, Claude runs to catch up with him.
All right. Yeah, this look like something here. I could work
hey,
right
here. Keep an eye on you. Make sure you don't do nothing stupid.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right. Well, put a little something on your step. I don't want these farmers to think I'm around here.
As Ray plays cards, a woman in a flowery low-cut dress approaches Claude from behind and taps him on the shoulder. He turns around and looks at her up and down.
I ain't never seen you in here before.
It's because I ain't never been in here before.
My name's Sylvia. What's your name? Can't you remember your own name?
I know it begins with a C.
She smiles.
Claude! That's my name, Claude. You know that's never happened to me before.
Cute.
Thank you.
You got any money, Claude?
Yeah, I'm $2, but I need that to get home.
She frowns.
What's wrong?
What you want to go home for? But the way you treat me, sweetie. So early.
At the poker table.
Well, I seize that dollar, and I raise you $2.
Can I get that for you, sir?
Thank you, baby.
Give me a deuce.
Oh. There you go, honey.
She sets an ashtray on the table.
Thank you.
Y'all want to pick up this country pace?
I see the two. And I raise you 10.
Dang. Wow.
They all stare at Ray.
Well, Mr. Hancock, I don't think I have any more money.
Big city boy.
Well, that's too bad.
Now, hold on now. 2 seconds.
Ray takes his silver pocket watch out of his vest and looks at it fondly. Ray opens the watch, then snaps it shut and hands it to Hancock, who dangles it by its chain.
Top shelf.
Look good to me. I think that'll cover it. Call.
Ray looks at his cards and lays down 2 sixes and 3 queens.
I got a full boat with the ladies doing the paddling.
I think you're coming much stronger than that, sir.
Four. Trade.
He has 4 threes and an ace.
What?
New York?
New York. Don't take it too hard, New York. Here, have a round on me.
He flips him a silver coin and quickly leaves.
Can I get something, sir?
There are cards under the ashtray.
Hey, hey, what the heck is this?
You hurt my arm.
Where you go? Come on. Oh, okay. No. Hell no. Hey, Hancock! Hey!
He runs out into the deserted street and looks around. Hancock puts the watch in his vest pocket as a car drives up. He pulls out a cigar and puts it in his mouth. There's a sheriff's star on the car door. 3 men with billy clubs get out.
Hoggins. And my old friend, Miss Hancock. I thought we agreed that you was gonna leave town.
Hancock lights a cigar.
Well, I was gonna leave, Sheriff Pike. But your wife, she begged me to stay.
The sheriff smiles as he whacks Hancock in the knees with a club. Hancock slices the sheriff's face with a knife.
Oh,
Two men restrain Hancock as the sheriff holds his hand on his bloody face.
You just committed suicide, boy.
At the club, Claude's coming down the stairs, buttoning his shirt sleeves.
Hey, Ray. I'm looking for you.
Ray sitting at the bar.
Guess we better get going, huh?
Yeah, you still got that $2?
Not exactly. You see, I met this girl. Real nice girl, Ray. God fan girl.
Same girl I seen you over here with?
Yeah.
She looked religious.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so you gave her the $2?
Yeah, well, she was in a tight spot.
I guess we both got fooled. While you was upstairs doing God's work, I was over there getting jacklegged by one of these farmers, one of these damn waitresses. Notice she's in here somewhere. You know, they beat me down to my damn socks.
You lost all our money in a card game, Ray?
Forget the money. It's not about the money. Forget the money.
I lost my daddy's watch.
Then forget
that cheap-ass watch, man. Oh, I apologize. It gotta stop something. You're right.
Ray. One more again. One more again. See, I take all your front set. I swear. See how you go back to New York. That's how you gonna be back in the car all the way back up.
I'm sorry.
Say something about the watch, Claude. Bring up the watch. In fact, just bring up watch.
Ray.
Look like you fixing to make your mouth
Ray,
up to I'll, say watch. If I see you, I'm gonna whip you.
Ray.
In fact, don't even say watch no more. You can't say watch around me. Say little clock or something. You say watch, I'm gonna just dive on you.
Ray, how are we supposed to get home without any money, man?
Hey, we got 36 cases of booze. That's better than money.
Oh, okay. So we gonna drive home drunk now. Is
hey,
that it?
Come on. Let me pay and get at it. Come on. Hey, where's that girl I was working over here?
What girl?
We'll see. When next time I come back in here, whichever bitch I start choking, that's what girl.
Ray and Claude are leaving.
Hey, man, got the girl back. Couple of
I'm all shot. I just
want
to get back to New York, right?
What makes you think?
Hancock's bloody body falls against Claude.
Oh. I think he's hurt pretty bad, man.
Ray turns Hancock's head and feels for a pulse.
Hey, man, this guy's dead.
Ray checks Hancock's pockets.
I ain't never seen no dead body before, Ray. What are you doing? The man's been dead 2 seconds and you're in his pocket? Don't you have any respect?
And it ain't here.
What ain't there?
My daddy's watch. This is the guy that took my watch from me.
Hey, what you boy doing out here?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi.
We just taking care of our friend here.
Yep.
What's wrong with this one?
Drink?
Oh, yeah, no, he's just a little drunk. Nothing at all, just a little drunk.
Nobody drank like old...
Yeah,
Winston.
Yeah, he's always drinking. Old drunk ass Winston always drinking.
Phil look like he dead.
Oh, no. No. He's not dead, he's drunk. He's too drunk.
He likes to drink until
he
passes out.
You know what, certain man, just to let him here and sleep himself off.
That's right.
I'm going to tell his wife that we left him.
I'm going to tell her...
Let's go back to the car.
I think the boys better come with us.
That's right. I think that... Look, we're going to go to your car then.
Yeah,
let's go. Excuse me. Let's go with this gentleman here.
At the jail.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sheriff.
The sheriff has a bandage on his face.
Well, now. Have him.
Billy Bob and the boys found him down under the hill with Winston Hancock.
That's right.
He was dead. Looks like murder.
Yeah, it does. Is that right?
Looks like they've run hooch. Got 36 cases of evidence.
How about a reward, Billy Bob?
Well, thank you, sir. I bothered with bootlegging when we got us a clear-cut case of murder.
Hey, Sheriff Pack, like I told your associate over there, we didn't kill nobody. That man was like that when we found him. He was out there dead. He was already dead now. As far as bootlegging goes, well, I happen to work for a very, very important man back east.
Does the name Spanky Johnson mean anything to you?
Spanky Johnson?
Mm.
No, I'm afraid not.
Hey, Sheriff Pike, listen.
Listen. This guy, Spanky Johnson, is very well connected.
Ooh.
Very well connected. And if you were to give us a break, I can guarantee you he would do something to show his appreciation, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pike!
I don't doubt that you can buy your way out of trouble up in New York City, but down here... We take murder very seriously.
But we didn't kill nobody. Just telling the man was dead when we found him.
And
he was already dead.
He's telling the honest truth.
Now, the liquor was out.
That's our liquor. There was no breath in him, but that man's being honest.
That was our liquor. We tempted, but the man was dead.
If that's the truth, you boys don't have any.
Huh?
life.
What do you mean, like?
Hell no, I ain't doing no life.
I'm not there. Pike smiles. A bus marked Mississippi State Prison rolls down a country road. Claude and Ray look out the window of the bus. It passes a ditch full of water running through some farmland.
Welcome to Mississippi. Here you will be provided with ample opportunity to repay your debt to society through the rigors of hard labor. We got fields to be clearing, roads to be building, and ditches to be digging. You will eat only what you can grow. Your crop don't come in, you go hungry. This here, can't fake for encouragement. But whatever you've done to get here, believe me, I'm not impressed. I've seen it all before. We ain't got no fences here at Cafe. We don't need no fences. We got us the gun line.
Tell them about the gun line, Bob.
This is the gun line. It runs from shack to shack, clear around the yard. You are now inside the gun line. You step outside the gun line without my permission, you will be shot. You trip and fall over the gun line, you will be shot. You spit, you pee, you so much as stick your Johnson out over the gun line, you will be shot.
He stops in front of Ray.
And you slick. Don't try to run, don't try to escape. One of my trustees will put a bullet in your head. You prisoners are now the property of the state of Mississippi, which is to say I own your ass. And in case you haven't met this handsome young fella, this is Hoppin' Bob. You run afoul of Bob, you run afoul of me.
Later, Bob unlocks a door.
Everybody shut up! Right now, I don't want to hear a sound. Got some fresh meat for you right down there. Take yourself right down there, find your ass a bump. Move it! Acting all scared.
I didn't see nothing special the first time Ray and Claude walked into the cage. To me, they were just a couple of fools whose luck had run out. Of course, I was wrong about that.
Men in long-sleeved gray and white striped jackets and pants are hammering barren earth with pickaxes. Some are shoveling dirt into wheelbarrows. The sun shines down brightly, and the fronts of their shirts are dark with sweat.
I don't believe this before age stuff.
I didn't go to night school to dig no ditch.
Claude takes off his jacket.
What the hell you doing, man? Don't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, man, shut up. What do you know anyway, okay? It's too damn hot.
Why ain't that bitch swinging?
Too hot. I'm tired, boss.
He said it's too hot, boss. He tall.
You tell that lazy jigaboo to stay in Mississippi. I ain't interested in his meteorological assessment.
Listen up, jigaboo. Stay in Mississippi. I ain't interested in your meteorological assessment.
You tell him the state of Mississippi are only interested in getting this here ditch cleared by sundown.
State of Mississippi, huh? Want this here ditch cleared by sundown. You got that, boy.
Got it. Boss.
He don't sound like he from around here.
He from New York City, boss. That one there, too.
Well, they'll find we do things different down here.
Yeah, you noticed.
The sergeant punches Ray in the gut.
Don't smart me, boy. You just shut your mouth and do your work. You got that?
Get them pigs to swing at! You heard me, New York City. You don't want me to come down there. I ain't nice like boss. I'll slap the black off your ass.
Later, all the prisoners are sitting in the shade.
Either one of you new fellas know how to read?
I know how to read. Why?
I've been carrying this letter for 4 months now.
You mean to tell me none of y'all could read?
Last fella who could read. Me, bro, what, round Christmas?
I don't even know who this come from.
Claude shakes his head. Ray grabs the letter.
You can't read? 60 years old, man, can't read.
Yeah. Look, it's from your mama's neighbor, Mrs. Tidwell. Mm-hmm. You know who that is, Miss Tidwell? She thought you ought to know that your second cousin, Bo, died. Mm-hmm. Bo died, and your other cousin, Sally, on your daddy's side, she died. Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently your sister died, too.
Jenny?
I want to say Marlene here. Marlene died. Oh, no, Marlene. Jenny died, too. Jenny and Marlene both dead. Then it goes on for a while about how crap didn't come in on account of the frost. She finished up with, it's been a big tornado in which your mama and your daddy were both killed. Well, don't worry, because she's going to take care of the dog. That is, if it gets over the worms.
Dog got worms.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know. Anytime I can help out.
He returns the letter.
Anybody else got something they want read?
Yeah, I can't blame you.
One of the prisoners scoots over beside Claude.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. First time in?
Nah, not at all. I've been in and out of prison. Mostly in.
So you won't have no problem adjusting?
Shouldn't have a problem, no.
If you need anything of any kind, you can holler. Name Jangalay.
I appreciate it. Jangalay?
Jangalay.
Claude. Yeah, Claude.
They shake hands.
Your hand nice and supple. Like a lady.
Jangalay! What the hell I tell you about pitching Wu on the job, boy?
Jangaleg moves away from Claude.
Sorry, Captain.
Story time is over. All you sissies get back to work right now. Let's move it! Now!
Get on line!
Claude wipes his hand on his shirt.
He made a pass at me.
Yeah, I see. Why do you think they call him Jangaleg?
You gonna find out for me.
In the mess hall, Jangaleg is sitting next to another man and eyeing Claude.
That's front, mister.
You're about doing that.
Claude sits down next to Ray.
Hungry.
As he scrapes the burnt part off his toast with a spoon, the other convicts watch him carefully.
That off.
Yeah, you better eat some aggravating.
I ain't aggravating no problem.
Nerves creating toast in excess.
Oh, man. Make a lot of noise. Make a lot of noise down there.
Look at the spoon, man. It's filthy.
Man, forget that spoon. Just eat.
Destroy about me. My name is Ray Gibson. I use Claude Banks.
Willie Long.
Willie, huh?
Pretty sensible, man. What you up in here for?
It's a long story.
He killed the son bitch with a claw hammer when he was 13 years old.
So they say. A lot of people say it, though.
Wait a second. You've been in here since you were 13?
All right. How about you, boy? How long have you been in here? What you do?
Somebody chopped his sister here with ass. She was my half-sister. I cut her ass in half. These ain't the one who poisoned my own mom and pa. Now, tell that.
They deserve that radio.
What you talking about, Biscuit? You the one skinned your landlady alive and made a jacket out of her.
Well, at least he didn't kill Santa Claus. Santa Claus? Which one of you guys killed Santa Claus?
No, it wasn't Dust Santa Claus. He just wearing a suit and ringing the bell. So.
And he had presents.
I ain't getting nothing.
Well, you killed one of them Salvation Men and the dude to be out there on the street with the bell?
Something like that.
That's what he did.
Nobody tried to escape from you?
They run, but they never get too far.
Oh, Cougar there made it clear to Greenville a couple of years back.
Like a mighty cagey country boy navigate his way through them woods and bayous.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what y'all did? What y'all do?
Violent killing spree all around the country. We've been killing people all this month, man. If y'all was out and was reading the papers, you ain't heard about it? Claude and Ray, you know, sometimes you got to do certain stuff. It's just enough that people know that, you know, I go where I need to go to get it done.
If you push my button, there's no telling what I may do.
Stab you, choke you, bite you. I mean, whatever it takes to make a man stop existing, I would do that.
I wish his spoon was sharp. I'd stab a brother right now. I bit one man to death.
You don't really want to. You know, I pressed the wrong button.
Read the pop.
Hey, girl.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Mm-mm. Oh, Trevor.
Don't say nothing. You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hey, Willie, don't pass your cornbread to him. If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread.
Forget him.
Hey, man, he gonna eat his cornbread, all right?
Forget you.
Right. Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle
it. If you let him have your cornbread, you're gonna be adding his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Right. Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Well, Mama, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree gonna begin up in here on your ass right now. Right. If you think about my cornbread, begin to taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure.
Nah, forget him. Forget that.
Because I'm from New York City, damn it. You fool around with me, it's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
Ray and the Big Cornbread Man are fighting in the yard. The other prisoners are standing in a circle around them, cheering them on.
Come on, New York! Throw that big dumb bitch how y'all dusting up in Harlem now, boy!
He throws Ray into Cornbread, who picks him up. Ray struggles to get free. Ray lands a few good punches. Cornbread flashes his gold teeth and whacks Ray into the cook.
I appreciate you going through all the trouble over my cornbread. You don't get a lot of compliments around here.
Cornbread picks Ray up over his head and throws him into the dirt.
Ray, I think you made your point, whatever that is. Now's a good time to throw in a towel, you know what I'm saying?
Ray struggles to his feet.
Not over no cornbread, man.
Gold mask.
I know a bitch named Della hit harder than you.
Gold mouth smacks him again.
That's it. Man's taking enough of a beating. Gold mouth. Pick him up and carry him away inside.
Goldmouth picks Ray up and drapes him over his shoulders.
He ain't getting my cornbread, Claude.
He hits Ray again. Later, a choir is singing for the men. Looking at photos.
Papa!
That's my boy.
Goldmouth hugs his son. Claude and his girl approach the sergeant.
Request permission to go to the talk bar.
Conjugal visits are for mad prisoners only. And I don't see no wedding ring.
Well, can't you make an exception just once?
I could issue temporary marriage license for a nominal fee.
She reaches into her purse and hands the sergeant some bills and a few coins.
She's always pretty. I now pronounce you man and wife.
You go have a good time.
Claude Banks, go to the top.
Claude Banks, head for the top.
Come on now.
5 cents.
That's right.
Give my money back.
That's a nickel apiece.
Hey, New York, you been to that there cotton club?
The Cotton Club in Manhattan? Many times. Man, I damn near live in the Cotton Club. I tell you, Cotton Club is all right. But ain't got nothing on the Boom Boom Room. You ever go to New York, go to Ray's Boom Boom Room.
Hey there, Ray. What are you talking about, the Boom Boom Room?
Well, that's my spot. Ray's Boom Boom Room. Most happening space in all of Manhattan.
So you got your own nightclub?
Well, right now it's kind of in the development stages, but I'm working on it. I'm gonna get it.
So it don't exist.
It exists in my mind, old man. That's where it starts. It starts in your brain first, you know? It got to exist up here first. As a man thinketh, so shall he get. You know, some stuff like that. You know, you read the Bible.
Claude and his girl are getting dressed.
Did you go see my cousin Melvin like I asked you to in my letter?
Of course I did. He said he'd file an appeal right away. Listen, Claude. Melvin wanted to know if he should file an appeal on behalf of your friend, too.
Ray Gibson? No. No. No, 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 Daisy. He's the reason I'm in here. For all I know, he's got a record a mile long. I got a better shot of getting out of here on my own. You tell Melvin to think about me. All right? Just concentrate on me. Claude.
The prisoners are walking down a dirt road carrying hoes and rakes.
Cookie made me a map to Greenville.
So,
Claude, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And guess what I'm saying? If you made it that far, they'd be checking every train that pulls out of that station.
You taking the train. It's a farm on the map. And Cookie told me it's a boat on the farm.
See, you know about boats. Man, you probably don't even know how to swim.
Yeah, I know a boat can help sail our ass away from here. Come on, man, we can do this. Stop dragging me.
Why are you always talking about we?
What?
There's no we, Ray. Okay, there's a me, there's a
you.
There ain't no we between us.
It's nighttime in the bunkhouse. The prisoner nicknamed Radio is flexing his leg.
Hey, Ray. Ray.
Yeah.
What's the name of that there nightclub of yours again?
You talking about the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it. Well, I sure like to see that place and you get it all up and running and pretty looking.
Yeah, me too, Ray.
Me too. I like to see that room too.
Yeah, I tell you what though, Radio, you should have been by there last night. You'd have had yourself some big fun.
What you talking about that last night?
Just like I said last night. Satchmo was up in there and nearly blew the roof off the place.
Ray, who that?
Satchmo.
You mean Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, Satchmo, that's what I call him. I know him personally. Whenever he come by my spot, I call him Satchmo, and he come by whenever he in town.
Hey! Ain't nobody trying to hear that bull,
man.
You always trying to say something at the wrong time.
Finish and do whatever you got
go,
to
go,
do.
Go on, sleep. Let us have our fun.
Go ahead there, Ray. Finish telling us about that.
Go, Ray, go. Ray, tell me some more.
Go ahead, Ray.
Continue, Ray.
Damn. As I was saying, last night y'all should have come by, man. Big fun. But y'all never guess who's going to be there tonight.
Who going to be there, Ray?
Who that there?
Who that, Ray?
Just guess.
Biscuit imagines himself as a female singer.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. He's a king size papa. He's my king size.
This is
what
you're saying, girl.
Django likes a piano player.
That's right, fellas. Catch any cab heading uptown because all the drivers know about Ray's Boom Boom.
Where am I?
Oh, come on, Gold Mouse. Somebody's got to watch the door.
Hey, Ray.
Now I can get used to this.
Leave it.
Willie's behind the bar.
Ray, this steak tastes like butter.
Made it just for you, Cookie.
You got some steak sauce?
Boy, get us some Worcestershire sauce.
Clean off that damn table.
I'll whip your ass.
Claude is the busboy.
Something wrong with your ear? Move it.
Hey, Ray, I know your club got gambling.
Okay. Wouldn't be a club without some dice.
Lucky seven. My man, let it ride, Ray.
All right, Poker, let me ride.
Yes!
Radio's the drummer.
That's it. Party's over.
Damn, party over.
Get the back door. Put all the women in my car. Get inside.
He shines a flashlight at Ray.
You about ready to spend the night in the hole, boy. Now shut up and go to sleep. You got that, boy? Huh? That goes for the rest of you girls, too. Now, I don't want to hear another peep about your sneaking Boom Boom Room.
Sorry, Captain.
Shut your mouth and your fat ass, boy. Don't be playing with yourselves. You got to work.
The prisoners play ball in the yard.
That's mine.
No, I hate this part of y'all.
Get back to that game in a little while. This is what I got to do.
Craddock. Craddock.
Right.
William. Bang.
Right here.
Melvin
Banks, Esquire, attorney at law.
What's going on?
This don't concern you. Excuse me.
Well, you're obviously not.
Yeah.
Later, the men are hopping off a wagon.
Pull up. You see me count. Come on.
Bob counts out a rock for every prisoner.
Biscuit, this is New York City 1.
All right, let's get a move on. Only 15 hours of daylight left. There you go. Get all my rocks here, Bob.
Woo. Sure as hot. Think it's going to rain later?
Now, what you want?
What I want? What makes you think I want something?
My daddy told me when a man start talking about the weather, keep your hand on your wallet. Now, what you want?
You know, your daddy must have been a wise man.
Hell of a man, I'm sure. Cut the stuff and tell me what you want, Claude.
You still got that map?
Yeah, I still got a wife.
Well, if you think about booking it, I want in. I think we can make it.
We? Hey, ain't you the one told me wasn't no we? Now you want to be we again, huh? What happened? We get some bad news in that letter back then?
Look, my cousin Melvin is a lawyer, and he filed an appeal on my behalf.
On your behalf? What happened to we, Claude? What happened to we?
Rate of appeal was denied.
I'm glad.
Then Daisy went and fell for Melvin. Now they're engaged to be married. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Look, he a big, successful New York lawyer, and you down here with a bright picture in the cotton industry. Let me figure it out for you. Eeny, meeny, miny, Melvin!
Ray, look, I'm serious. Don't shut me out. You, me, the map, we can go places.
Hey, you know something, Claude? Whole time we've been down here, you don't do nothing but blame this whole thing on me. That's all you did. You don't do nothing but think about yourself. Your little scheme that you had, was I part of that?
No.
All right, man, you gonna be honest now because you want to be my friend. Want to be my friend now, huh? Well, let me tell you something,
Claude. Mr. My stuff don't sting.
Banks, you got to learn a whole lot more about friendship. A lot more. Lot more. Hey, boss, he ain't working.
Does this mean I'm in?
Nah, you probably slow me down, Claude. You know, you don't be out there worrying about your silverware being clean and all that. You know, you want them soft brothers.
What you say?
I said you soft, so what? What you gonna do? What?
Don't no man call me soft. I hate that,
all right? Wait, let me slow you down, Claude. I'm a man. I called you soft. First of all, now, I don't like you swelling all up and all. What's all this swell up stuff? What's that about? What you taking in all this air for, Claude? What you feeling, huh? What's on your mind, huh? What, you gonna put your chin up? Huh? That means something to me? Because I said soft? Because I said soft, so what? I said I spell it. S-O-F capital T. Soft. Huh? How you like that? What you gonna do, Claude? What you gonna do, huh?
Claude hits him.
Oh. Hell no. You must be
crazy. Oh, this is good.
Break it up. Break it up.
Hop and Bob gets pulled into the skirmish. The sergeant fires a shot in the air. Bob gets up and aims his rifle at Ray and Claude.
I'm getting ready to shoot somebody here. I'm gonna shoot somebody here. Hey, I ain't gonna forget this, you New York cities. He started.
Don't go to sleep, brother. Don't go to sleep, brother. Don't go to sleep.
I'm not for nobody,
Ray. Knocking me down,
Ray. You know that.
Ray's eyes open wide and he nods toward his open palm. He has two of Bob's rocks.
This ain't over, mister. I don't give a damn what he say. I'm gonna see your ass. Right. Don't go to sleep.
Don't you go to
don't
sleep.
Don't you go to sleep. Keep we'll see who go to sleep.
In the bunkhouse, the men are sleeping. A trustee walks down the middle of the room, tapping his leg with a billy club. The sergeant and the trustees are running toward the woods. They have several dogs on leashes.
I know these trees all look alike, but this one is awful familiar.
Shining flashlights, the sergeant and trustees chase Ray and Claude through the dark woods. Spread some barbed wire for Claude to climb through. Ray is stuck in the barbed wire.
Come on!
Claude goes back to help him. They fall down.
Come on, come on!
The sergeant hits them in the head with the butt of his rifle and spits.
Get out, Superintendent. Check them all the way to the Tallahatchie.
Well, that's quite a ways, isn't it? Well, I'm glad you New York boys got to see some of our beautiful countryside while we got you down here. Mayroll, honey, what you think we ought to do with these two to teach them a lesson, huh?
Not in
the
hole.
Not in the hole? Better make it a week.
Ray and Claude, their ankles shackled, are led past the other prisoners. Cookie shakes his head. Biscuit puts his hand to his mouth. Ray and Claude are put in separate outhouse-like structures.
What? You got Tony and Joe.
That was the first time that Ray and Claude ran, but it sure wasn't the last.
Japan suffers its most crushing defeat of the war. General Douglas would
not... Years passed, and the world went to war for a second time. And while they was fighting for freedom on the outside, why, we were dreaming about it on the inside.
Cafe! Foreign cars.
12 years later...
Whatever you done to get here, believe me, I'm not impressed. I've seen it all before. Probably noticing we ain't got no fences here at Camp 8. We don't need no fences, because we got this here gun line. It runs from...
He walks quickly over to one of the new prisoners and takes a ball away from him.
What the hell are you doing, boy? What is your problem?
Excuse me, boss, but the boy can't talk. Something wrong with his head. Just can't get right, boss.
Can't get right. All right, we'll see how long he lasts. Now, where was I?
We don't need no fences at Camp 8, boss.
Oh, no. What?
We don't need no fences here at Camp 8, boss. Gun line, boss?
Yes. Yes. Your prisoners are now inside the gun line.
When Dillard found out that Claude was a baseball man, he put him in charge of the team. That way, when we lost, he could blame it on somebody else.
The men are practicing baseball.
No, that's not it.
Claude walks over to Ray and can't get right.
You know, I try to teach them the finer points of the game. Share my wisdom. But do they listen? They damn sure don't learn.
I tell you what you're dealing with is a total lack of talent. Ain't nobody got no talent. Come on here. Look,
every year Camp 12 wins the championship. Every year they get to roast the victory pig. This year I want that pig. Jangle that. Put it right to him, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Radio, yes. Who wants to hit now? Don't nobody want to hit.
What, you want to hit?
Hey, man, look, can't get ready to have a swing.
Hey, come on now. He can't be no worse than the wrestling boys.
All right.
Come on, let the boy have a swing. Go on, take a swing at that. Come on.
Let's see what you can do.
Man. Can't get ready.
All right, put that bat in your hand, hold it real tight, and take a nice swing. You're going to be all right.
Can't get right steps up to the plate.
Right here.
Ah! Oh, foul, the jungle in.
Yeah, give him that tricky one.
Oh, now.
Hey, can't get right.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, can't. Welcome to the city.
Later, the prisoners are painting a gazebo at the superintendent's house when a Jeep drives up and a beautiful blonde gets out.
Damn.
Hey, boy.
That's just like fresh water.
Yeah, below there.
Look like little May Rose done growed up.
And out.
That girl got game.
Well, how was the honeymoon?
Tom, now you are going to stay for supper, aren't you?
Oh, afraid not.
Can't get right is staring at her.
Hey, boy, you looking just a little bit too hard. My ass, you better just, you know, take some of that flat off your step.
Turn around, turn around. We have a little problem.
You're all right to glands, to cable.
Turn around.
Later.
Say, get over here.
I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, this is Stan Blocker, scout for the Nigger Leagues.
Negro Leagues, actually.
Right.
Pittsburgh Crawfords. You ever hear of us?
We get the games on the radio sometimes.
We played down in Jackson yesterday. Heard a rumor you got a boy up here who can hit the ball a ton.
You must mean can't get right. That's him right over there. Thank
you, boy. Can't get right. That's the kid's name?
Yep.
Well, can I talk to him?
You could try, but you won't get too far. Why are you interested?
Crawfords are always looking for new talent.
Maybe you haven't noticed, Mr. Blocker, but this here is a prison.
Oh, there are ways around that. Right, Sergeant?
Oh, one never know.
Nice looking squad.
Later, Blocker sitting on his car, smoking a cigarette, watching the ragtag team and smiling. Some women, including May Rose, are also watching the game.
Oh, is she pretty?
Oh, she is pretty, isn't she?
We're going to have a baby. Oh, my goodness.
May Rose runs her hand across her pregnant belly and waves at Can't Get Right. He grins back.
No, you can't do that. No, don't. No. No. Can't get right. No, you can't do that. No.
Let's keep with mind you got focused on the game. Now, if you hit that ball, I know you can hit it. Just might be our ticket off the spot.
That pig,
come on, take the victory.
You don't
The ball sails over the trees. Later, Blocker is with Ray and Claude.
You mark my words. In 5 years, there's going to be a colored man playing in the majors.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the world changed that much. Like.
Maybe not yet, but it will. I'll be out of a job. Damn, that's some tasty hooch.
Yeah, well, it's amazing what Ray here can do with a couple of pounds of potato skins and some molasses.
Hey, tell me, Mr. Black, what you think about that boy? You think he got some?
I think that boy could be the next Josh Gibson.
Yeah, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting late, boys. We got a game in Memphis tomorrow.
Oh, what about us? Don't forget to mention us.
Yeah, you know, because we kind of like his handlers, you know. We take care of everything.
Yeah, I'll put in a good word for you boys.
All right, he can't function without us now.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, you've done a good job with that.
Oh, thanks a lot. All right. We got to be hands-on with him, you know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Yeah. Walked off smooth with my drink, didn't
you? Sure did.
I ain't going to say nothing, though. Have a good day.
We're going. Take care now.
Enjoy, man.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, y'all come on over here and jump.
Yeah, yeah, y'all got some drink over there.
Hey, look what we got. Some of your daddy out here.
It's nighttime at the superintendent's mansion. He's pacing the floor when May Rose's mom staggers out of the bedroom. She gazes past her husband and leans on a sofa.
What in the world?
She sits down as the doctor comes out.
Is May Rose all right?
She's doing just fine.
Well, what about the baby?
He's a big one.
He is a boy. Honey is a boy. Yeah, buddy. Let me see that boy. Where is that boy? Show me that grand boy.
His mouth falls open. Later at the prison.
Sonny Dillon, I want every man in this
camp on
the line right now. Right now. I mean right now. Bring him out here. Let me see him.
Superintendent Abernathy's holding up a curly-haired, brown-skinned baby up to each prisoner. He holds the child up next to Goldmouth.
Hope not. There was somebody in this camp. I can feel it in my bones.
He compares the baby to Can't Get Right.
Daddy, give me my baby back. Come on, honey.
What are you laughing at, boy? You laughing at me? You know who the daddy of that chocolated baby is? Huh? You do? Well, who is it?
Ray steps forward.
Speak up!
It's my baby, boss. He's lying. I'm the father of that baby, boss.
Boss, I'm that baby's daddy.
Any fool can see that baby belongs to me.
I want a different. That little rascal belonged to me. Proud to say, boss, I'm that baby's daddy.
I be the pa, boss.
I'm the pa of that there young'un, boss.
Out of Pepe.
The superintendent stomps off and joins his wife and May Rose in their convertible. Even Dillard is laughing. Can't Get Right is gazing solemnly at May Rose. She gives him a helpless smile. He touches the brim of his hat as she drives away.
That was the last we ever saw Superintendent Abernathy and little May Rose. To celebrate his departure, Camp 8 threw ourselves a little party. Ray provided the moonshine, and Claude managed to scare up some girls. It wasn't quite the boom boom room, but it was close enough.
Ray and Biscuit are watching Jangle Leg dance with a girl.
Hey, come on now. Get that, man. She don't mean nothing to him. Don't pay that no mind.
Hell with him. It ain't that.
He hands Ray a piece of paper.
Yeah. This is a release form, man. You're getting out this month, brother. What are you sitting around looking all sad for?
Now what am I going to do out there, Ray? I can't go home to my mama like this.
Man, this stuff you're talking is crazy. Your mama going to be happy to see you when you get home.
Not like this, Ray.
Hey, look. World done changed a lot. It's 1945, boy.
Not for me, it ain't.
Listen. You can't stay here. That's for damn sure.
I tell you what else, anybody else in this whole place would give his right arm to be in your shoes right now. I know I would.
A woman beckons to Ray.
Shoot. Stinking loose paper pushing over here looking sad. Yeah, I ain't gonna sit here with your ass looking all sad. You got the best news of the day. You sitting here looking sad. I'm gonna go over here and slow grind with the sheep.
You cheer up. You going home, all right? Hey, man, that's good news now. Come on, now you going home. You gonna smile or something? There you go. All right. I'll see you in a minute.
Ray saunters over to the woman, and they start to dance. Biscuit takes the kerchief off his head and walks away.
Where you going, Biscuit?
He keeps on walking.
Oh! Where you going, boy?
Biscuit looks at Dillard and starts running.
Don't do that!
Hop and Bob aims his gun.
Biscuit!
Hey, don't get out!
Hey! Hey! Come on, Bob!
The line guard shoots Biscuit and he falls. The other prisoners stare. Django Leg pushes through the crowd. The others try to hold him back, but he shakes them off. Ray motions for everyone to let him go. Django Leg walks through the tall grass toward Biscuit. Later, the prisoners are sitting around the bunkhouse.
I got Chicago.
Radio points to his radio.
Oh, I got Chicago.
Yeah?
Come on, fella.
Can't get right walks in.
Where you going?
Hey, why are you all dressed up?
He takes a letter out of his pocket.
What's this? Going on.
Ray looks at the letter. Soon after, in the yard...
Blocker! Blocker, what's going on here?
Kid's getting out! I got him a pardon.
What about me and Ray? I didn't see our names on that pardon. You said you was gonna put in a good word for us.
Hey, I did. I mentioned you. I mentioned both of you. The fact is, pardons don't come cheap. That kid can hit. What can you guys do?
What can we... Man, we're the one who worked with him night and day on that game.
Forget it, man.
I'm not going to let it go, Ray. No, I'm not, okay? The man said he was going to put in a good word. Explain yourself.
At least the kid's getting out. That's what you wanted, right?
Claude and Ray look around at the others. Can't get right, tosses Claude a ball.
Come on, son.
Can't get right, gets into Blocker's car.
That ball, boy.
You hit my ass. Don't miss you, can't get right.
Yeah, it's right. Hard. The law can't get right. Went on the ball for me.
Catch you on the radio.
All right, so that's this. Look. One new boy's too many farming and land up there by the swamp. He said he's seen the crop duster.
Not in the mood right now, Ray.
They keep the crop duster behind the barn. It can't be that hard to fly a plane. Lots of people do it, Claude.
They're called pilots, Ray. I'm serious. I'm not in the mood for one of your plans right now.
Well, I don't hear you coming up with no plan.
My plan is on his way to Pittsburgh right now, Ray. Can't get Ray just got himself a pardon signed by the governor thanks to us. But we can't seem to do nothing for ourselves. Don't you feel a little frustrated right now, Ray?
Crop duster.
I'm not getting in no airplane with you. You know, I'm finally wrapping my mind around this whole concept.
Oh, really? What concept is that?
They threw us in this hole for life, Ray. Don't you get it? We're gonna die here. We might as well head up to the cemetery, pick a plot, and start digging.
Now, let me tell you something. My daddy died in a place like this because of that stuff you talking. He gave up hope and hung himself. And I ain't going out like that, Claude.
Well, maybe you fooling yourself, Ray. Maybe you just a chip off the old block.
Now, you're gonna take that back or we ain't friends no more.
Newsflash, Ray, we ain't never been friends. We just been stuck together for 12 years. It's been nothing but pure hell since the moment I ran into you, Ray. Every time I look at you, I get sick to my stomach, thinking what my life could have been if I never ever bumped into Ray Gibson.
All right, boy, you better slow down, because you finna say something you're gonna regret. You better just quiet down.
The only thing I regret is the day I met you, Ray.
Well, that's the way it is, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Well, I ain't got nothing else to say to your ass then.
Thank you.
Claude throws the ball away.
Now, if you ask me, when Kent Get Right left Camp 8, a piece of Claude left with him.
The prisoners are working in the hot sun.
And with Ray and Claude not talking, the place felt a little harder, a little colder.
We don't need no education, says the young man sitting in class. School was out, 3 o'clock on the dot. He had beef with some kids, and he got shot.
Calendar numbers are changing, and old news footage is shown.
Turn on the television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to.
Time also passes inside the camp, and some of the prisoners fade away.
Keep your head up.
Because a new day will come. And look to the sun. Even when the darkness shall come.
Ray sneaks toward a small airplane. The other prisoners see him fly over, then crash. A charred Ray's locked up in the hole.
Turn the page, what's the news today? People getting fired, walking on the wire, looting on the street, cause the kids gotta eat. Oh, oh. Turn around and look at the yellow glass. I gotta get it straight. It's too late, cause I don't wanna be behind that gate. So mama, mama, you know you raised me with no father figure. I wanna take this time to thank you for giving me life.
Astronauts walk on the moon. Nixon is sworn in.
You know you raised me with no father figure. I wanna take this time to thank you.
Willie is pushed away in a wheelchair as he nods to a much older Claude. 28 years later.
Around about 1972, I got transferred to the infirmary. And those two fools were still at it.
Ray grunts at Claude, who shakes his head.
But no matter how tough a man is, he spends enough time on this farm, you'll find his breaking point. It can be triggered by any little thing. A face, a voice, even a smell.
Dillard's wife is walking in her yard. She stops to smell some pies cooling on the windowsill, and Claude sees her.
Wife only pies.
He runs to the house.
Head over the line!
The line guard shoots at him. Ray comes out to see what's going on. Claude grabs one of the pies, runs behind the house, and scoops handfuls of cherry pie into his mouth.
That boy went crazy.
Later, Claude is outside balancing barefoot on a case of empty pop bottles.
You comfortable?
There's a pair of fur-lined bedroom slippers. That's very amusing. Well, we'll see how them slippers feel after, let's say, about 24 hours.
I need a volunteer. Gibson, stand up. I'll make you trustee right now. If that pie-eating son bitch step off them bottles, if so much as one toe hit that dirt, I want you to shoot him right in his ass. I want you to kill him. I want you to shoot him dead. You do that, I swear to God, you a free man. Hell, I'll walk you out the gate myself. What'd he say?
He offers Ray a rifle.
You know, I got to be honest with you here, boss. You don't want to give me that gun. Because I'd probably shoot you with it.
That was the wrong answer, boy.
Later, Ray is also standing on bottles.
You're a fool out of taking that deal.
I beg your pardon? You said something to me?
I'd have knocked you off the bottles, put a bullet in your ass, and be halfway to New York right now.
Oh, my goodness.
After all these years of blissful silence, I forgot how annoying the sound of your voice is.
Ray, I hope you don't think I owe you anything, because I don't owe you a damn thing.
Well, I ain't do nothing for you to owe me nothing. What you got, I ain't got. I did it for me. I'm a man, doggone. I ain't no mother-loving, boot-licking trustee. You gonna make me fall off this here, talking
your ass. Oh, it's about being poised, Ray. Just poise yourself.
Poise my ass.
Look here, Ray. Sorry to hear about your mama passing.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Thank you. No, but since we're talking, I thought I'd mention it.
Well, we not talking, you talking. And do a little bit too much of it. Every time you start talking, I almost fall. Will you die?
Will you stop?
Just don't say nothing after me.
You about to make me fall, Ray.
Just hold still and don't say nothing.
Oh. Damn, one of my toes in the bottle. Damn it, Ray. What you laughing about, Ray?
Just think about you running with them bullets flying all over your top of your head. That's something to see there. That was a sight to see.
Bullets weren't the problem, Ray. The power was too hot. Burned my damn tongue. Ray, it sure is good talking to you again.
Good talking to you, too.
Come on, let's move! We got 14 acres of land to clear today. Let's go! Get some thanks!
Get your sorry asses over here. Every morning I wake up praying that Ray Gibson and Claude Banks have died in their sleep. And every morning you disappoint me.
Sorry, boss.
You two got 15 minutes to clear out your lockers. The both of you have been transferred to the superintendent's mansion. And I, for one, won't miss you.
Dillard looks down and swallows.
Well.
He leaves.
Here's your medicine, Mr. Wilkins.
A bill. Thank you, Claude.
How are you,
Superintendent Wilkins is sitting on his front porch. Claude pours him some iced tea, then walks over to Ray, who's trimming the hedge.
Oh, yard boy. This myrtle could use some attention. Perhaps some fertilizer would restore its exuberance.
Ray glares at him.
It's your ass to work.
Claude, tell me what you think of this place.
He hands Claude a brochure.
It's one of these new retirement communities they built down on the Gulf.
Figure I'll try to enjoy myself what few years I got left.
Well, let's take a look at you. No, eyesight ain't what it once was. This is nice here. Ocean views, palm trees, 2-heater swimming pools. Sounds a damn sight better than that. That infirmary across the way where I'm going down. I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you that.
Claude, I must apologize. Claude, that was rude of me.
Oh, that's all right, boss. Takes more than some colorful brochure to hurt my feelings.
You've been on the farm for quite a spell, haven't you?
Over 40 years now. Me and Ray Gibson out there.
40 years. It's a long time for any crime, even murder.
It's a hell of a lot longer when you're innocent.
Half the men in this prison swear they're innocent, Claude. Don't you think that's kind of funny?
Well, you have to forgive me if I don't laugh.
Later, Ray is working in the yard when Claude drives up in a long brown convertible.
You go to where? In the farm of his hand.
Now, just where the hell you think you going?
Mr. Wilkins' driver got the flu, and he asked me to fill in for him.
How the hell you gonna fill in for somebody you can't drive? You ain't got no driving license. You ain't drove in 40 years. Don't even know you're taking a life on the ham you drive?
Shut up, Ray.
I'm not gonna shut up. Where the hell you supposed to be going?
Well, if you must know.
Then I must know. I got to know. What's up?
Greenville. Pick up the new superintendent at the bus station.
What's with the old pretty suit? Who you supposed to be, Harry Belafonte?
Well, I look very dapper now, don't I? Now, don't touch this car.
Later, the brown car approaches a Greyhound bus station. Claude is driving and Wilkins is in the passenger seat. Claude parks the car and Wilkins gets out.
You know I trust you, Claude.
I hope so.
Be right back.
Wilkins goes into the station. Claude looks around and slowly gets out of the car. Claude looks at the people around him. He sees a serviceman walk by and a woman hugs a girl wearing a floppy hat. People get off the bus. In another direction, he sees children getting treats from an ice cream man. Claude squints. A young man walks by with a boombox on his shoulder. A man with an afro takes a cigarette out of the mouth of another man. Claude steps over to a car and sees his reflection in the window. He touches his wrinkled cheek and grizzled beard, then adjusts his coat and tie. He walks around behind the brown car and opens the trunk.
Well, naturally, I had to get set down next to your proverbial hypochondriac. Middle-aged fat lady with a damn wart on her nose. Hair growing out of it.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to know her damn gallbladder like the back of my damn hand.
Claude realizes that the new superintendent is Sheriff Pike.
Claude? Miss Pike? Claude.
There you go, boy.
Come on, Claude. It's time to go. Hey, let me get that door for you. Just stretch out.
Are you sure you sure it was him?
Some faces you just don't forget. Warren Pike is one of them.
All right.
Claude and Ray are flushing out birds for Wilkins and Pike to shoot.
That's quite a haul, huh, Claude? What do you say, Mr. Pike? About ready to call it a day?
Yeah, it's getting late. And I sure as hell could use a nice hot gun.
That's a mighty fine timepiece you got there, Mr. Pike. You can play a fancy tune, huh?
Yeah, special. They don't make them like that anymore.
Oh, I bet they don't. You wouldn't mind asking where you got that from, would you?
My wife gave it to me on her anniversary some years back.
Ray stares at him.
About 40 years back.
40 years. Yeah, something like that.
Give me that cigar on your face, too.
I ought to kill you for that remark, boy.
What's going on here?
Well, I think I might just have to teach this uppity prisoner a lesson in manners.
Oh! Ray, now be cool. You're going to get us in a lot of trouble now.
He's right, Gibson. You put that gun down, or I'm going to have to shoot you.
And we about to be some shot-up black brothers here.
Now, wait a minute. Don't nobody shoot nobody. Ray, now I want to see this sumbitch dead just like you. Okay? But I don't want to see you go down with him. Ray, give me the gun. Come on, now, give me the gun.
Okay, Claude, he got my daddy's watch. He killed Winston Hancock.
Don't listen to him, Wilkins. He's crazy.
Gibson, I want you to stop now. Think about what you're saying.
I know just what I'm saying. That watch, the only thing my dad ever gave me, and he got it. Tell us you did.
Is there any truth in what this man is saying?
What the hell difference does it make? At least the state of Mississippi got 40 years of cheap labor out of the deal.
You don't took our lives away from it.
As Claude and Ray argue over the gun, Pike pulls a small gun out of his boot. Wilkins shoots Pike before Pike can shoot Ray. They stare at Wilkins. Ray goes over and gets his watch out of Pike's pocket.
I believe it belongs to me.
Wilkins and Claude stare at Ray. Later, Wilkins is talking to the sheriff.
We were walking back. A bird came out low on our left. I swung on it. Mr. Pike walked directly in my line of fire.
Well, where were the two convicts when the shot was fired?
They were loading up the truck, I believe. They'd gone on ahead.
Why don't he just tell them the truth?
Well, he know nobody want to hear the truth. People want to tell them what they want to hear.
I don't know, Ray.
We'll talk, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
The sheriff leaves.
I think they bought it. One of the deputies is a member of my church. Gibson, I don't think there's any way that I could, Claude, there's no way to make up for 40 years. I'll get Charlotte to draw up your pardon papers in the morning. Would you mind helping me upstairs?
Sure, boss.
I'm not your boss. I'm not your boss. Not anymore.
So, Ray and Claude get their pardons, right?
No, they ain't get their pardons, man. If they got their pardons way back then, we wouldn't be burying them here today, would we?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What happened is old man Wilkins never come out of the bathroom. Sit right there and died on the stool.
I must have been pretty messed up for them, man.
What happened to them after that, old timer?
Let's see, what happened after that? Oh, yeah. They got old. Shoot. We all got old. And getting out took on a whole new meaning.
Looked like Jonesy got his walking papers.
Yeah, there you go. Up to the morgue, up the hill of the cemetery. Whew. I tell you what, Claude, you were right when you said what you said. You said we won't never get out of this place. And you were right. You said the only way we're gonna get out of here is through the morgue and the cemetery. And you were right. But we right here. Right here, right now.
Yeah, I remember, son.
We next. I mean, let's be real. We next. We on deck. If you like baseball, we on deck.
On deck for what?
For what?
That upper room, brother.
The upper room. With Jesus.
You know where that is, the upper room them brothers be singing about?
The upper room.
Yeah, that's right, table. Well,
you die first, I'm gonna sing at your funeral. I'm gonna just bust up in the mortuary and go to the upper room. Let them shoot me.
You're crazy, Ray.
Yeah.
Fran.
Yeah. We next.
Claude and Ray play cards in the infirmary.
Two Percodin, baby. There you go. Give me what you got.
I'll raise you.
Oh, yo, what are those?
It helps keep the cholesterol down.
Yo, old man, do I look like I give a damn about my cholesterol right now?
Okay, boss, come and get it, Jim.
Jello. Woo, jello pudding.
Hey, come on, Willie, play one
more. No, baby, I'm going to get my jello.
Come on, now, y'all going to take all my money and go run off, go nurse up, say jello.
Ray.
I don't want no jello, doggone.
No, I ain't said nothing about the jello.
I was thinking about what we talked about this afternoon. I think I got a plan.
You got a plan?
Yeah. I'm a visionary on this.
You got all worked out, huh?
I think I really do.
Well, listen here. Any plan you got, I don't even want to hear it because I know it's
fouled up. All fouled up.
You don't want to believe me, you don't want to believe me then, right?
I'm too old. I ain't got no time for no plan. I'm 90 years old, Claude.
You know, I never thought I'd see the day that old Ray Gibson give up hope. Never thought I'd...
Say what now?
I never thought I'd hear the day that old Ray Gibson give up.
Hold up, I thought, Mr. I ain't giving up on the ever-loving hope. I'm being keeping it real, like the brothers didn't keep it real. That's real. Ain't nobody give up nothing.
But you know what? You probably slow me down anyway.
Said which?
You only slow me down.
Man, you must be high. You think I'm going to slow your slow act down?
I got a plan.
Well, tell you what.
Forget your plan.
Hey, come on, Lou. Cover that up. Don't nobody want to see that stuff. Put your drawers on or something.
Don't...
Put
your hands away. That turned my stomach. I don't even want no Jell-O now after I seen that old fat belly. Who gonna want some Jell-O? Who gonna enjoy Jell-O after I seen what I seen? I don't even want no Jell-O now. Lou ruined my stomach. Yeah, I gotta sit there and look at Lou.
It's nighttime outside the infirmary. Suddenly, flames leap up from the roof and smoke starts to seep out from under the eaves. The patients escape to the front yard. Ray walks into the burning building. A flaming beam crashes behind him.
So how did it start?
Probably old wires. Place was a tinderbox just a week ago.
I guess we should have torn this old building down a long time ago.
Gibson made it this far before he was probably overcome by smoke. From the looks of the thing, Banks didn't even make it out of bed.
Workers from the coroner's office carry out two body bags. At the cemetery...
You really bummed me out. That's a terrible story. Oh.
Did you cry?
Oh, nah, I got allergies. I'm cool.
Oh, my God, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a man crying every now and again.
Listen, man. What was Claude's plan anyway?
See, Claude figured... He could steal a couple of bodies from the morgue, right? That way, when he set the infirmary on fire, and all the commotion, him and Ray could just slip right onto them fire engines, see? Hide out, wait until the morning, and roll right on out with them, see? That way, when they find the two bodies, they think it was them.
Well, what makes you think that ain't work?
I never said it didn't work.
Wait, you mean to tell me that this is not Ray and Claude in these two boxes? Well, is it, old man?
Hey, old Tom.
Is it?
So what you do with the summer's air? Yankee Stadium is shown from above. In the stands, Ray and Claude are doing the wave.
See? Yeah, like that.
You a fellow part of this baseball game, man.
You only get one out of me, though, today.
Now, we were arguing about something, okay? I didn't appreciate when you had said something about the...
You just said that I was, You said it, You know what? Hell with it. It's a hell of a day football game.
Yankees on fire?
Yeah, pinstripes and kicking butt. Which one of Yankees?
Well, the ones up at the mat.
Go, 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 you! Run, brother!
That's a Yankee right there.
What point is it?
That's a Yankee right there, Ray. Perfect plan, Ray. Look, yeah.
What's a perfect plan? Two seconds high years to come up with.
Hey, Ray, why can't you just say plan?
You want me to say take a back?
Yeah, and go to hell, too.
Hey, you know, you will get back.
Ray Gibson and Claude Banks now live in Harlem together. The following are outtakes from the movie.
Well, come on, help the brother out, man. You be have me standing in this car. I got the baby standing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You fool around with me, there's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What repercussions?
Uh-oh.
Claude and Ray are in the car.
Oh, let me get that. Yeah. Well, I know it's 1932. Yeah, I'm the first one to have it. Yeah.
Hey,
Mudhand.
Hey,
Locke,
you almost got stung by a bee.
You were scared, huh? Don't be scared. Don't be scared and don't laugh either, because it ain't funny.
That boy got God-given talent.
God might.
What's wrong? The mustache too big?
Give up hope, man. Hung himself because of this filthy
airplane is coming over.
Make me have to loop all this stuff. I ain't looping spit. We either get it now or not at all.
My name's Jangle, Jangle. You think that funny?
coming, man. That's my bad.
Hey, this ain't my daddy's watch.